I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project is producing their first Woodward Newman Drama Award-winning play. It's Miles Away. It's a gritty three-character piece that playwright Christine Whitley says riffs on the movie The Hustler. Our guest is playwright Christine Whitley. The script for Miles Away was selected for production from a field of nearly 600 scripts from across the country. How does that feel?
That feels pretty great, actually. I mean, it was very exciting to have my play win that award, and I just was over the moon about it. I still am. So it was pretty thrilling.
This is your second full-length play, and in terms of getting productions, you're batting 1,000.
I am. I know. It's very exciting. I feel very, very lucky, very fortunate to have been produced and to have my play, you know, get the response that they're getting. It's been really great.
Miles Away, it's a gritty three-character piece that playwright Christine Whitley says riffs on the movie The Hustler. What was it about The Hustler that seemed kind of riffable?
Well, it's one of my favorite movies. I've always loved the movie, and I guess what was riffable to me about it was that, you know, I just was asking myself, what would it be like, you know, if the ace pool player was a girl instead of a young man? You know, how would that shift the story? How would that change it? You know, how would she be viewed? And that whole aspect of Fast Eddie being a loser. And so then what does that make a woman, a young woman who's having the same kind of life problems, you know, or something like that.
At the same time that you mention the thought simply of putting a woman in the Paul Newman role, also there's a whole set of sexuality things that begin to generate from your choice there.
Absolutely. Well, the two characters are, you know, very much entwined with each other as lovers, and as, you know, they're in a very toxic relationship, very much trapped together. And so it does add that kind of element. Well, there's sexuality in The Hustler, too. Isn't there?
Yes, indeed. But the relationship between Eddie and the character, you know, who's sort of his mentor and his devil, is a little different than the relationship between these two.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, that character in The Hustler, if I remember correctly, the George C. Scott character.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very mean. He says very terrible things to Fast Eddie. And yeah, I mean, it's a very, I mean, ultimately my story, the story of Miles Away, is completely different than The Hustler. But I guess I was really intrigued by, if Fast Eddie is a loser, then what is Sissy? You know, what is she? Why does she stay in this life and this whole kind of aspect of being a victim and being accountable for your own victimization, you know?
Mm-hmm. Miles Away seems quite a distance from your college degree, music at the Cincinnati Conservatory. How did this happen?
I actually did not study music at CCM. So
uh-huh.
I used to be an actor for a while. Then I discovered playwriting, and that I like that much more.
When did you discover playwriting?
It was about 2006, I suppose. I had become really unhappy as an actor, or trying to pursue that career. I wasn't really getting very far, and I didn't know what else to do, and I just started to write plays, and then discovered that I really liked that a lot. I mean, I always enjoyed acting, but I think that writing has proven to be much, much more satisfying. You know, it's all about finding one's voice, and I think I definitely found a voice in writing.
Playwright Christine Whitley, her award-winning piece, the Woodward Newman Drama Award-winning piece at the Bloomington Playwrights Project, opens on April 8th, plays through the 23rd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.